Hey, 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 Transfer Cats. We are live here at College of the Desert. Welcome to Transfer Man Live. Transfer Man here. And I am so excited. I have Liz Jimenez here, the manager of transfer success programs for CNAS College at UCR, which is our top UC destination for College of the Desert students. There are 21,000 students that call UCR home, the Scotty the Highlander. My name's Scott. Oh, that's interesting. Maybe that's my connection to the school. Founded in 1954, they have tons of awesome programs. We love it. We go to the Highlander Day every year as a college. If you're listening from another community college, you really got to check out UCR. It is dynamite. It is a wonderful school. Awesome supports, and I'm really excited to talk to Liz today about the College of Natural and Agricultural Sciences and all the things that are going on there. So welcome, Liz.
Hi, I'm happy to be here.
Awesome. So can you tell us a little bit about your role at UCR, what it is that you do?
Of course. So my official title is I'm the manager of transfer success programs for our College of Natural and Agricultural Sciences. But I oversee a program called CNAS Transfer Connections, and it's a peer-led program. So I oversee 10 transfer, well, mainly transfer students. We do have some other students who come in, and we do a lot of outreach in the community colleges. We host community college visits. We do a lot of programming for student success. So the biggest thing is ensuring students feel a connection to the campus before they even come to the campus.
Yeah.
So that could look like faculty-student mixers. We'll bring a faculty in and get the students to network with them in a smaller setting. We'll feed them lunch. We have alumni professionals panels where we bring in health professions, professionals or researchers, and students can connect that way. I also teach a class. It's called NASC 92, our Transfer Transition Seminar. So it's a 10-week course. I offer two of those in the fall and one in the winter. And that's another source for students to acclimate to the campus after they transfer.
They get to take a class with you.
Yes, they do. And not only just me, but those peer mentors I was talking about earlier, they become, what is it, the specialists in certain areas. So they've learned how to time manage, or they've learned how to get themselves involved in research. So depending upon the topic of the week, they'll come in and co-facilitate those classes as well.
Awesome. Well, let's do some real talk here about day one on campus. So let's say I'm a transfer student. I transfer to CNAS at UCR. How would you support transfer students immediately, from like advising to community building, so like they don't feel like they're just a number? Mm-hmm. How do you guys support students?
Great question. We actually reach out to students as soon as they SIR. So as soon as a student submits their statement of intent to register, they get an email from me welcoming them to the campus. I'm making their decision, letting them know who I am, the program that's available, allowing them to sign up for the program. They automatically get paired with a peer mentor. The peer mentor then begins reaching out to them to see at what level that student connection could be made. Day one of campus, though, we do have a STEM room on the campus as well. It's adjacent to my office. And so in there, though, it's small but mighty, but they'll find free coffee. They find free snacks. It's a place to build community and meet new students. They can utilize my services. I no longer do academic advising, but I'm able to advise them to a certain extent and also assist them with how to then approach their academic advisors. So there's a space for them. There's my office open to them. And I'm also located in the same center with the advisors.
Very cool. You know what? Let's take a step back. So CNAS, the College of Natural and Agricultural Sciences, like if I were to just hear that, I might think like cow or something, like ag sciences. And I know that UCR started as a citrus research facility. If you guys don't know that, it's really cool. They do. They have like one of the number two entomology program in the world, mm-hmm. something like that. If you guys enjoy cuties, you know, the little oranges, that was developed at UCR.
Sure.
So we know about that. What other majors are part of CNAS?
You know, it's funny that you say that people hear CNAS or College of Natural and Agricultural Sciences and they think moo or whatever. Oh. It's actually not. So I think we've been working really hard on letting students know that we're at ag campus. They're usually surprised that we're an ag campus. Most students tend to know us for biology or going towards medical school is what I find the interest come. But we have a variety of different majors. Some of our more popular ones are biochemistry and biology. Those are the ones students tend to think like, hey, I have to go this way to get to medical school. Mm-hmm. But we range from physics to chemistry to data science. Plant biology is also a pretty popular major. You mentioned entomology, microbiome. So there's a wide variety of different majors on the campus. And again, you can major in math, still go to medical school, yes. Right? You can major in biology and follow a whole different pathway after you graduate out of the sciences.
Absolutely. We do have a California Medical Scholars Program here at College of the Desert in partnership with UCR. Mm-hmm. It is a wonderful med school there. I love the philosophy. So if you're listening, students, and you want to be a doctor, there's a lot of ways to become a doctor.
Mm-hmm.
So it doesn't have to be just the bio route. So CNAS covers a lot of that. Any new majors on the horizon or changes to majors?
So we do have no changes to majors, but we do have some new majors in the works. One in particular is for fall 2026. So that's our genetics and molecular biotechnology major. So we definitely want students to take an interest in that. And then we're hopeful for fall of 2027, we're going to have an agricultural sciences major. So we, again, we have majors like environmental sciences and plant bio, I just mentioned, but not an actual agricultural sciences major. So that's definitely in the works too for students.
Very cool. So show us the future here. What exciting research projects, faculty initiatives, or community partnerships are happening right now that transfer students can jump into?
Yeah. So our faculty are doing research all over the place, from looking into white mold in strawberries to drought-resistant plants to viruses and you name it. I think right now something I'd really like students, especially at the community college level, to look into with UC Riverside is we have an amazing summer research program. So it's called RISE, Research in Science and Engineering. And over the last 3 years, we've been really building our partnerships with the local community colleges. So Crafton Hills, Santa Ana's a new one. I'm trying to think, I'm drawing a blank here, but Riverside City College, there you go. And it's an opportunity for students, whether they're interested in digital agricultural sciences or if they just want to do get their foot wet in research, it's an opportunity for them to come in over the summer for 8 weeks and involve themselves in research. And so they get paired with the professor, they get paid for their time with us, they do a symposium at the end, and then they walk away with that research under their belt, but no commitment with having to come to UC Riverside in the fall. For students who do want to commit to UCR.
So that's available for transfer students?
Correct.
Like they can sample.
They can sample.
You guys can sample some research opportunities. Mm-hmm. That's awesome.
I definitely encourage. We usually start promoting that in February to our community college students. So keep an eye out. If you're interested, definitely visit the RISE website, rise.ucr.edu. Or again, they can connect directly with myself or anyone in the College of Natural and Agricultural Sciences, really. But I did mention there is another one that's offered for students who have applied and know that UCR is their top institution. So they also could apply to the Summer Bridge to Research, which is under the RISE umbrella. And that's a 10-week research option for students.
Very cool. Mm-hmm. Now, you mentioned internships. Tell me a little bit about industry connections. Is UCR like branching out and kind of getting opportunities for students to start doing research with companies or?
Mm-hmm. So that's a great one. We actually are in the process of conducting some roundtables right now. Mm-hmm. So Monday, April 20th will be our second roundtable. But what that consists of is we're bringing together UCR faculty and staff. We're bringing community colleges. So we just did one in Palm Desert in January where we brought out the local community colleges out here. We're going to be targeting San Diego and Orange County We'll head up to Ventura, and then we'll go up to Kern County in June. But we're also bringing in industry partners, so farmers, people who work in nursery settings, meaning the plants, to come out and talk about how can we get students from the community college already set to go, get here to UC Riverside, and then get a job in industry upon graduation. So those are definitely conversations that are being had right now, and we're ironing out what is that going to look like. Again, students can come to the university. They get their foot wet with the research, and oftentimes it opens doors for them. Or they can go through our career center, who are very well acquainted with industry partners as well.
Awesome. I gotta hear an applause for that. Yeah. Oh, that is dynamite. You know, not only do you get a great education, but those kind of like warm handoffs to industry are great, because you get to sample a job. So when you graduate, you know, you have stuff on your resume, and they just, they hire you. It's awesome. Okay, so I definitely wanted to also ask a little bit about applying. So if I'm super interested in UCR CNAS program, I want to apply to one of these majors. Is there any tips you got for transfer students in helping your application stand out, or how you can potentially increase your chances of getting accepted to UCR?
Yeah, I think obviously meeting the general transfer requirements is important. But I will say, if you're a student who's interested more so in the life sciences, specifically like those biochem majors, oftentimes the students at the community college either follow the OCHEM or the physics pathway, right? And then they are like, hey, I'll do the one I don't do here after I transfer. One thing I think that would really help your application is just really ensuring you have all your math done, even if we're saying we only want partial of that math.
Gotcha.
The other thing is, if you have to choose between completing your physics or your OCHEM here at College of the Desert or at the community college, I would say definitely get both done if possible. Mm-hmm. But if not, finish your OCHEM before you transfer. Definitely finish the OCHEM before you transfer.
I've heard that as well from UCI and a bunch of UCs. Mm-hmm. They really like that OCHEM.
We do. And the reason why, I'm going to tell you all now, so you know, you understand why we're pushing it, is the OCHEM has a lot of, it's a prerequisite to a lot of your upper division classes once you get here. Mm. And so a lot of times the transfer students, and I speak as a former transfer student, you want to come in and hit the ground running, right? That's the perception you have. I'm going to come in, I'm going to get done in 2 years. If they don't do the OCHEM, they get here and then they realize, oh my God, that could have set me a year back. So definitely that would be a good one to help enhance the application.
Thank you. So we were chatting a little before the show started about your journey transferring, because you were a transfer student. Mm-hmm. There's something about UCR that's really exciting. It feels like a kind of a family environment. What's your favorite part about working at UCR?
Yeah, so that's a really good question. It's actually one of my favorite questions to answer when people ask me. And the honest answer is, I just love the environment. It's the community. It's the sense of community. I have yet to meet someone from the time I was a student to now being 16 years in as a staff that isn't willing to like help you out in a moment of need, right? Hey, we want you to have a successful program. There's someone there for you. You need advice. There's someone there for you. The opportunities of professional development, not even within my own department, which very much support, but just across the campus, is one of my favorite. Everyone is so welcoming.
Now, if I know students, I know they love food. Every time I take students on college tours, you know, we go through the food court and they're like, oh, looking around. So give us an insider tip at UCR. What's your favorite food there?
Okay, so I have two, actually. One of them's a generic answer. That's the Panda Express. It doesn't do me any good, but I love it. I crave it, right? Gotcha. But there's also Hibachi-san. So if you're a poke or a sushi fan, like, this is the spot for you. It's my favorite. A little pricier than I'd like to put my money towards, but the quality is good, and it's well worth the $12 that I'm paying for it.
All right. Sounds good to me. Cool. Well, I wanted to thank you for coming in today. This has been great. I definitely want to encourage our students out there, check out UCR. It should be on every science student's radar. I know that this is, I mean, all their programs are great, but in particular today, the CNAS programs, super dynamite. You've got a transfer team behind you, helping you get through this and make you successful. So that is awesome. So I want to thank you very much for coming in today, Liz.
Thank you.
And how can students get a hold of you or your program?
Yeah. So one, follow us on Instagram, CNASH Transfer Connections. You can also email me directly, elizabeth.jimenez@ucr.edu. You can also visit us on cnashtransfer.ucr.edu.
Beautiful. And that is in the show notes here. So all your transfer cats, I will see you in the next episode. Until then, take care.